Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
To get real, and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Yes, I'm a couple of minutes late today. My fingers couldn't type fast enough. I was click, click, clicking. Woof. But here I am, and there you are. And today is going to be a show that you are not going to forget. Welcome again to Reality Spirituality. Let me just share with you, for my new listeners, what the hell the show is about. Reality Spirituality is a show that shares with listeners how to remain happy regardless of your circumstances, how to remain at peace, how to keep this internal temperature gauge set at contentment, knowing that everything is in perfect order. How do we do that? How do we do that day in, day out, 24/7? Is it possible? I say yes. Now, do I have it mastered? I'm working on it in every moment. And the interesting thing is, we're each on our own journey. And my journey has challenges, and my journey has certain lessons that I need to learn for my personal growth. And everybody is in the same boat, but with a different journey and different lessons. So what I like to do on this show is share what I'm going through and how I have come to the conclusion that this life, my life, is not in my hands. I have zero control over what's going to happen to me during the day. I have zero control over what's going to happen to me next week. But what I do have control of is how I respond, and more importantly, how I perceive what's happening. I've talked about it before. There's 360 ways to perceive one moment. Now, if you're not settled or content with this moment that you're in, or a moment that you're in, guess what? Find another way to look at the same moment. Find another label, if you will, instead of, I'm struggling. Well, let's change it up. This learning how to come up with different perspectives in an instant, because perspectives can be changed in an instant, finding different ways to change your perspective in any situation is vital to remaining happy, to remain at peace, and to remain content. It's a necessary component, changing perspective. And the other thing, and I have control over that. And another thing, not only to be able to change your perspective, but to surrender totally with reality. Surrender totally with what is happening. It is never what is going on outside that is bothering you. let me just say me. It's never what's going on outside that's bothering me. It's never my situation. It's never a disappointment. That's not really what, that has no effect on my internal state unless I allow it. And so this show shares tools, different behaviors, different perspectives of how to get through this journey, how to flow through this journey without resisting and begin to experience life. See, life is not about doing. Life is really about being, being in the moment. And how do you be in the moment? How are you in the moment, in every moment? So that's what reality spirituality is about. And there's so many exciting things going on. But we have someone that wants to talk or ask me a question, and I am going to go right to my guest caller. And you are live on Reality Spirituality. Hello. What is your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hello.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you?
Are you doing readings today?
No, I'm not doing readings today, but tell me what you are looking for. What are you looking for?
Well, let's see. I'm looking for the situation about a job because the one job I was interested in fell through.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have an interview scheduled for tomorrow, so I was wondering if you're picking up whether or not I'll get that job.
Okay. Well, let me help you with this without doing a psychic reading, or let me use my intuition.
Okay.
Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So you're wanting to know if you're going to get a job, if you're going to get this job tomorrow. I have the answer. You ready?
I'm ready.
And this is going to be really, really complicated. So you might want to have a pen and a pencil. You ready?
Yeah.
That was actually a little joke. if you are supposed to get the job, you will. If this job that you're looking at tomorrow, if this job is aligned with your universal journey, you will get it. There is nothing that you get or you don't get. In other words, the universe has a perfect plan, and there is nothing more powerful than the universe. And if you are supposed to get the job, if this job works into the journey that you are on, your own personal journey, guess what? You're going to get the job.
This doesn't work in my journey?
Yeah. In other words, your life's journey.
Yeah.
Your life's journey. In other words, everything that has happened to you is by a perfect design and a perfect plan. And the universe has you by the hand. And the universe is walking side by side with you. And whatever is supposed to happen in your life is going to happen. And nothing can stop it. And that's also true for what's not supposed to happen. See, this man-made for me, this man-made, I want it, so I should get it, and why isn't it coming? But the universe has a better plan than I do. So my advice or my intuition is to relax with all of it and know that you are in perfect care.
Sounds like a plan.
Does that sound good?
Yeah. You know, I just figure if I get it, I'm meant to get it. And if I'm not meant, something else better will come along.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. And it's even more than if you get it and you don't get it. Everything that you get, a job, a relationship, whatever it is, whatever circumstance, Everything that you get is for your betterment. Everything that you get is for your personal growth or not get. So when you really believe that and you really trust that and you surrender and you know what, you just say to the universe, hey, you know, what else is possible? What else is possible? How can I be more receptive to what's going on as opposed to, you know, I want this, I want this, I want this, and if I don't get it, right?
Right, right. That's a good, yeah, true. I was just hoping I'd know if this job was going to fit in my future.
Well, you know what, you'll know pretty soon, won't you?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
The next obvious answer.
Yeah, yeah, and so relax with it. You know, do you really believe and do you really trust that the universe has this wonderful life just designed just for my dear Laura, just designed for you?
I believe it has it designed for everybody.
Yeah, I know it does, but I'm talking about you. I'm talking to you right now.
I do, but it doesn't necessarily come when I want it to come.
Oh, so. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Me either, Laura. Guess what? Me either. And it never will.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, sometimes it works into what we want. Sometimes it works into what we think we want. But in reality, it's really what the universe wanted for us.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah,
well,
so you
out.
Have to let me know next week what happened. But if you get the job or if you don't get the job, be happy. Just be happy and know that experience, you know. And you know what? And honestly, wanting something and not wanting something, and if it happens and if it doesn't happen, can you imagine just flowing through this life being at peace with everything that happens or everything that doesn't happen?
Well, that would be hard to do since we're human beings and we're flawed and we aren't perfect. So it's hard to accept that as a given every time. We try, but it's not easy to do.
Okay, now we're getting down to the real nitty-gritty reality spirituality, and you're absolutely right. It is not easy to do, and we are humans. And humans are flawed, but guess what? It's like anything else. It's like getting a certificate for yoga. You know, that's not easy. Or going to school to be a surgeon. That's not easy. Or practicing an instrument and playing in an orchestra. That's not easy. But it is doable. It is doable to be in a state and be okay with everything that happens and everything that doesn't happen, because that's my priority every single day. So it is hard, but it depends on how bad you want to be happy and how bad you want to be at peace with everything.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So you have to let me know what happens, and I want you to be okay with regardless of what happens and know that the universe is right there and you will have the best of everything for you. Everything.
Yeah, I do. I agree. I already lost the one opportunity that I was interested in, and I actually don't mind that I didn't get it, because again I was thinking that meant something better is coming. So, and I do believe that.
Okay. Well,
so,
stay on that track, because, and another thing, let me just say this. You've never lost anything. That you don't lose anything. It just wasn't going to be a good fit for you. You are not losing. The universe does not deal in I lost this or I lost this. No, it just wasn't a good fit for you. And so whatever happens is going to happen, because it is a good fit and it is your destiny. It is your your journey. So they always put give you clothes that fit, honey. Everything that you get or don't get, it always fits for you.
Oh, that's true. I agree. That is true. Sometimes it takes us years to get that right fit.
That's okay. You know how long it took this planet to form? Feeling is a year, and that's another thing. Yeah, and that's another thing. That's another thing, sweetie pie. Patience. Oh, my goodness. Listen, 10 years ago, listen, universe, this is me. Listen, universe, I want what I want, and I want what I want now. And
you know, I meditated one time, and I got the word patience that came through to me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the word that came through when I was meditating, and I was like, oh, my God, that's what I get. I got the word patience.
Ooh, how perfect. How perfect.
You know why?
I'm
one of the least patient people.
Well, you know what? That's how you're labeling yourself now. But let's switch the label up to instead of I'm the one of the least patient people, let's switch it up to I am becoming more and more patient with myself and my life. Let's switch that up.
Okay. I'm becoming more patient with my life and with myself. I can do that.
Yes, yes. And you'll be happier.
Yeah,
that patience is a hard one because this what I really think is that there's so many emotions that I was taught to be impatient. I was, 2 years old, 3 years old, I was never impatient, unless I was hungry. But impatience? No, we're all taught to be impatient. So that's a man-made concept. And if we learned it, we can unlearn it. So let's start. Yeah, I'm patient with everything. I'm patient. And you know what? The more you have that energy of patience, the more things will start happening. Trust me on that one.
Okay. I will trust you. I'll call you back and let you know how it went, too.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, sweetie. Okay. Thank you for calling Reality Spirituality.
Thank you. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. I'm going to answer a question now from a listener. It's going to be really, really good. Hold on if you want to listen. Okay. So that was a really good call. And, this journey, I'm no different than you, listeners. I'm no different with the challenges that I have experienced and continue to experience. But what I want to do is share with you, and this is for my new listeners, my number one priority, number one over anything else, is to be at peace with what happens to me and be at peace with what doesn't happen. And that's another way to say to be happy. That's another way to just flow with this life. Flow with it. Flow with everything. And when I began really, listen, I'm still working, but when I really am tuned in and connected to the universe and I flow with everything, my God, life is great. I have a letter that came in, and it's really, really interesting, and it's very detailed, and it's got a lot of facets. It's got a lot of challenges in the letter, and so I want to attempt to, not I want to, I'm going to answer this listener, and without being specific, because there's so many issues in this question. There's so many issues in this listener's letter. So here we go. You ready? The listener, it's a woman. She says, I'm totally overwhelmed by the state of my life. My husband and I had a huge financial setback, 500 $1,000 because of a poorly thought out investment that my husband wanted and then held on to it for way too long despite all the signs and my urging. So now we need to reevaluate and rebuild. Moreover, since I was rear-ended in January, I've been in physical therapy and on the mend. I'm slow to get around and tire easily. I'm trying to put the pieces back together for the most part alone, and it's all sucking up my time. My spouse has moved on to his next pet project and has not been very approachable and takes on almost no responsibility. He is fairly clueless and believes, sorry, that's funny. He's fairly clueless and believes that my workload should be manageable and I just take on too many personal projects. I've been trying to talk to him for years, but he is not approachable. This is not the life I've envisioned. Once upon a time, I faced each day with excitement and full of creative ideas. Nowadays, I wake up each day and almost dread the relentless amount of work before me, from the time I open my eyes until the time I crawl into bed. I'm working to resolve my children's health issues and homeschooling my teen who has a disability. Sometimes I feel like I have to be both mother and father to my son to give him the guidance he needs, since my spouse acts more like a babysitter than a loving parent. I'm feeling, this is a lot in it, isn't it? Isn't there a lot in this letter? I'm feeling less and less like there is much hope and things will improve, even though there is much in my life to be grateful for. A sense of gratitude does keep me going throughout the day. What else am I missing here? Can I make this marriage work? What steps do I need to take to find deeper happiness and satisfaction? Let me get my teeth into this one. Whew. Let me read the letter again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually have it in front of me, and I'm scrolling down. I'm scrolling down because it's in an email. And I want to just touch on most of the points here. Number one, whatever is going on outside, financial setback, children's health issues, day-to-day life, physical therapy, none, this is going to sound crazy, this is going to sound harsh, but it is true, and that's what we do on Reality Spirituality. None of these circumstances can affect your inner peace. Absolutely none, unless you allow them to. Unless you allow them to. So this woman has allowed all of her external circumstances, and they are, listen, I'm not sitting back and saying that there is, these challenges aren't challenging. But my first question is, can you imagine someone, anybody else in the world, anyone else, with the same scenario, with the same issues, and they're still able to be happy or they're still able to find peace? The answer is yes. So number one, it's looking at what's outside and thinking that is the problem. Thinking that the business investment is and loss of business investment is the problem. Thinking that you're going through physical therapy is a problem. Thinking that your husband is going on to his own projects and he's a babysitter is the problem. None of that is the problem. The problems, the challenges all lie within. And the universe, just like I was talking to Laura earlier, the universe puts us in these circumstances purposely, because quite frankly, I'm sure this woman didn't design any of this. In fact, she says that this isn't the way she envisioned her life to be. So this is not her design. This is the universe's design. And the universe throws all of this shit at us for one reason. For one reason. And that is for us to get it, for us to get that it's really a lesson, for us to get that the universe is trying to say, grow, 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 be bigger than these issues that come into your life. When I say grow, I mean internally grow. Now, that's one of the things I wanted to say. The other thing is, this woman talks about her husband, and I don't know about you, but I can feel fairly clueless. That's not a compliment, and I don't believe that he is clueless. One of the things that I used to do a lot, because I was married for 9 years, and in relationships, is always to look at someone else and point the finger as to why I'm not feeling good. Look at someone else and blame them for me, for my life and my circumstances and me feeling bad. I cannot blame anybody else for the way I feel. Listen, I want to. I used to do it all the time. And I used to really believe that if my husband or my ex-husband or someone in a relationship and they didn't do what I wanted them to do, then I have the right. Can you believe I have the right and I have the nerve to be upset with them because they didn't do what I wanted them to do? This woman in her letter has one of the key components, one of the biggest components to being unhappy, and that is trying to control any situation, and even more importantly, trying to control someone else. Trying to control, trying to get someone else to do what you want them to do. Doesn't it even sound crazy? I'm not crazy, but it doesn't even sound right. Why the hell would I want anybody, listen, yeah, I could want somebody to do what I want them to do, and then they don't, and now I'm upset, and now my lips are poked out, and now I'm blaming them for me feeling bad. Oh, so that's something else that I've noticed in the letter. It's interesting that this woman says a lot of I'm trying to think of a word. I really don't want to use a label, but very critical. I'm going to use a label. Very critical of the husband. With saying clueless and you know, just, in other words, it sounds like she really doesn't like this guy. It sounds like she really doesn't like him. And this is the interesting thing. It's not that she doesn't like him. All of this turns around and just faces when you look in the mirror, it's really you're not liking yourself. When you don't like anybody else for all of these quote-unquote reasons, you're really not liking yourself. It really is all about you. And then, you know, my spouse acts more like a babysitter than a loving parent. Well, what? wow. That's your perspective. Because quite frankly, I'm sure that this husband father is a loving parent. But just because he's not loving and doing what you would do with your child or doing what you think is loving, then the guy gets a strike. It's interesting because, yes, I was married once, and I used to pick apart the way my husband, you know, father of my only son, was. And the interesting thing was the only reason he wasn't like me. He didn't do it like me. He wasn't the father I wanted him to be, but he was the father he needed to be. He was the best father, and he was loving and doing for his child, for my son, what he knew how to do. And he was doing it 100 and 1,000,000%. Of course, I got that lesson now, but, you know, then why can't you, and he doesn't, you know, all of that. So know that, especially judging, making judgments about someone's parenting just because the parenting isn't the same as yours or the same or the way you would think. And in fact, let me say this, what I've discovered. My son got a lot of stuff from me. And a lot of good stuff from me, and a lot of stuff that he's working on, and a lot of great stuff from my ex-husband. He got more. In other words, if I was the same, and my ex-husband was the same, then my son would get a limited amount of teachings or perspectives. No, so I don't believe. I do not believe that, let me go back to the letter because now the screensaver. I don't believe that this father is a baby. I just don't believe it. This woman, and I'm saying this with as much love as I can, is very judgmental, very critical, blaming someone else, And in reality, like I said earlier, you know, I ask people all the time, you want to be happy? And everyone says to me, yes, I want to be happy, of course. Who doesn't want to be happy? But guess what? Guess what? Wanting it is not enough. There is work. And I almost come up with another word, but there is work. But it's good work because the benefits are basically discovering this is heaven on earth. We're living in heaven. This is really heaven right now. There's no heaven out there. This is the heaven. But when I say work, there are certain things that you have to look in the mirror. Number one, you have to look in the mirror and be responsible and say, you know what, where I am in my life, All of it is because of me. Everything. When I say it's because of me, I'm talking about your attitude. I'm not talking about the situations because, quite frankly, the universe creates the situations. This is what I believe, that the universe creates the situations and then just drops me in it, just drops me in the situations. And so the feeling of not being satisfied or the feeling of thinking that all of these feelings, you can change all of that. You can look at your situation in a different way. It seems like everything, I mean, I don't find one positive statement in this entire letter, not one. And so that means that the focus is on what's wrong. The focus is on what's wrong. And my hand is up in the air because believe me, most of my life, I focused on what's wrong too. What's wrong? And believe me, there was never a point where I said, this is a good day. Nothing's wrong. No, listen, when you focus on what's wrong, you're going to find what's wrong every time. And, I mean, there's just a lot. Nowadays, I wake up each day and almost dread the relentless amount of work before me. Dread. I mean, come on. Nah. One of the things that I think about when I'm feeling, you know, this woe is me thing, this woe is me. Put it into perspective and really think about 7.2 billion people on this planet, 7.2 billion. And there are people that would trade places with this woman in an instant. there are people that would, that their situation would, they would love, number one, to have a house, number two, to have children, number three, to have children that you, that, that need you, number, you know, to have a husband, whatever, your food, they would trade places. So it's really switching your perspective, and not only switching, but looking for and only, what about noticing only the good? What about focusing on only what's good? I mean, I know I was trained and I was taught and I was brought up into looking what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. I mean, that's easy. Isn't it easy? And being happy in every moment becomes easier once you practice these skills. It becomes easier once you focus on, you know what? I'm going to start looking at and focusing on what's right. I'm going to start focusing on what's good. I mean, physical therapy, there are some people that don't have legs. I mean, I know I'm going to the extreme, but this is how I have to get myself out of this what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. It's actually, I really been working on this for years, so I have to give myself a pat on the back because it is about what's good. I'm injured myself right now. I got a leg cramp. I haven't been able to teach my classes for over 2 weeks. I talked about it last week. But you know what? The universe wanted me to sit down, sit on my ass, and do nothing for 2 weeks and not exercise. So guess what? That's what I'm doing. Okay, that's good. Yeah, okay, not exercising. Maybe I'm gaining a little weight. That's good too. Well, okay, not now I don't have, you know, I'm losing some income. Okay, that's good too. Come on. It's just changing the way you think about everything. If you want to call in, please, you're welcome to, with your issue. I mean, this hour is going by really fast. And the guest call-in line is 646-564-9619, 646-564-9619. And you can feel free to ask me a question in the chat room also. So let's get back to this letter. I've dissected it pretty much. Let's start, and my advice would be this. Let's start looking for and only finding what's good about your husband. That's number one. Let's start looking for and finding and focusing on only what's good in your life. That's number two. Having a judgment about anything, life or other people, where do these judgments begin? Well, judgments begin, which is another learned. I wasn't 2 years old and judging everything in my life and people around me. I had to learn to judge. And the interesting thing is when I stopped judging myself and I stopped criticizing myself and I stopped feeling critical and bad about anything that I did or anything that I didn't do or what I should have said or what I shouldn't, all of that, when I stopped that behavior, I stopped judging other people also. So know that this judgment really begins with judging yourself. And the reason why I want to say stop judging is because It subtracts from your happiness. It subtracts from your peace. It disconnects you from the universe. Because in the universe, there is no judgment. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. There is no judgment. So that has to be addressed, this judging behavior. Mother. Sometimes I feel like I have to be both mother and father to my son. Well, then what's wrong with that? Be mother and father to your son. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad thing. Sometimes I felt like I had to be mother and father to my son too. And and I'm sure my ex-husband felt the same way. So that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Give guidance that he needs. Well, let me tell you something, honey. I'm not judging, I'm not criticizing, but I would want my children, number one, to be as happy as they can. And when I say that, I mean have this internal feeling of peace. That's what I want for my son. I want for my son to be okay and be at peace with what happens and be okay and be at peace with what doesn't happen. That's all I want. That's a lot, but that's all I want for my son. Can you imagine living like that? That's what I want every single day and every moment. And I just want to go back into this and see, feeling less there's much hope, even though there's much in my life to be. Well, see, this is interesting. I'm feeling less and less like there's much hope that things will improve, even though there's much in my life to be grateful for. Well, you know me, I gotta shoot from the hip. I mean, I'm like straight shooter. Even though there is much in my life to be grateful for, well, I'm sorry, but there is nothing in this letter that tells me or feels that you're grateful. Nothing. Because honestly, if you felt grateful for all of it, you wouldn't be writing the letter. Ooh-wee. Whew. So, that's my answer. And let's see what else did I put in trying to put most. But so this is what I would. This is my advice. And since you asked me, I'm going to tell you. And I have told you, but I'm going to just sum it up. Focus on what's good. Focus on what's good. Change your perspective. There's 360 different ways to look at one problem, to look at one moment. 360 different perspectives to look at the same issue. So when you know that you have a variety, when you know that you can be creative and look at the same situation in a different with different eyes, then you start feeling better. And why is it so important? Why is it so important for this to be happy and be at peace? You know, we are all energy. We're all energy. And with that energy, we vibrate at a certain level. And these vibrations of gratitude, these vibrations of looking for good, these vibrations of accepting, of these vibrations of flowing, the vibrations of not resisting, relaxing, and surrendering to the will of the universe, these vibrations feel a lot better and a lot lighter than the other vibrations. And so when you vibrate at this level of accepting and flowing and surrendering and knowing that everything that happened is for your betterment and knowing that and trusting that, guess what happens? And the vibrations of patience, when you vibrate at those levels, then you start to attract like vibrations. You start to attract, your life becomes even more light, and it's not in your attitude or your feeling does not depend on what happens to you or what doesn't happen to you. You flow through it all knowing that everything is in perfect order. That's what reality spirituality is about. And we have another person that wants to call in, which I love questions from the audience, and we're going to go right to you. Area code 202-704. Hold on a second. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hello. What's your first name?
Hello. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tierra.
Tierra. Hi, Tierra.
Hello.
What's going on with you, sweetie?
Nothing much. I was just calling because I've been single for about 4 years now, and I feel like I'm ready to start dating, but I don't have no one special coming into my life. It just seems like I'm just falling into like this lonely slump. So maybe if you have some kind words of encouragement to like help me go through my single time period.
What a good, well, number one, thank you so much for calling and for, you know, having the courage to share with the world things that, you know what, there are, I'm sure there's plenty of people that have that same feeling. And you're saying that you've been single for 4 years. I hear children in the background. Do you have children?
Yes, I'm over at my aunt's house, and I have my son and my cousin.
Oh, okay. And how old is he? So you just have one boy?
Yes, I just have one child, and he's three. He'll be four in January. And my little cousin, he's six.
Okay. So I love children. Let me talk about you and what you said. You said you feel that you are ready for a relationship, correct?
Yes.
What if the universe is not ready for you to have a relationship yet?
Well, if the universe is not ready for me to have a relationship, I would like to know that so that way I can find something else to do with my time instead of looking for someone to date.
Let me give you a little insight on the universe. If you are not in a relationship or if you have not found anyone, guess what? It's not time. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let me say this about relationships. At least this is from my perspective. Let me ask you a question. Why do you want a relationship right now? You said something about being lonely. Why do you want a relationship right now? Give me three reasons.
Okay. The first reason is because the economy is expensive for me to be surviving by myself. So I would like the partnership that comes with the relationship.
Okay.
Then the second reason is because I like the companionship, someone that I can spend my time with, you know, mm-hmm. hang out, have fun with. And then three, I just want it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like all my friends are finding special people in their lives, and it just seems like I'm like the third wheel whenever we go out.
Okay. I'm feeling you. I know what you're saying, but let me say this. And this is one of the things that I had to recognize for myself. I had to develop a relationship with myself. I had to be comfortable with being alone with myself. I had to be able to look in the mirror, and this is a tough one. This is a tough one, sweetie. But listen, I had to look in the mirror and say, all I need is me and the universe. Now, does that say that someone that comes into my life and I'm, you know, I'm just going to go poo poo? No, thank you. No. But what I'm saying is, number one, I had to look in the mirror and really say, you know what? I'm okay with being alone. I'm okay with the circumstances. In other words, not only I'm okay, I don't need anyone to have fun with. I can have fun by myself. And I know it's kind of a different kind of way of looking at it, but the number one relationship, the most important relationship, is the relationship you have with the universe and then the relationship that you have with yourself. And when you have both of those relationships, then honestly, there is a feeling of fullness. There is a feeling of not needing anything else or not even wanting anything else. There is a feeling of, there's an energy of total satisfaction. Now, you can find someone. There, of course, you can find someone to date, and you can find someone to hang out with, and you can find someone to, quote-unquote, have fun with. However, you still have these issues about what if you don't, then loneliness and you can't have fun and the financial and just because you want it. So my advice or my suggestion is start focusing on, number one, the relationship with the universe and ask the universe. I'm like, hey, help me with this. Get me to a point of feeling okay with myself, by myself, because you're going to attract the same type of person. In other words, somebody that feels a little alone, wanting someone. I mean, you're going to attract that same type. But when you get to another level and you're feeling okay with yourself and the universe and the relationship with the universe, then guess what? Things just start coming and things start happening. That would be my advice. I don't know. How did that sound? How did that feel to you?
Well, that sounds great, but the thing is, I guess I'm a little wishy-washy about the issue, because when I am by myself and I'm not even thinking about dating anybody and I'm enjoying my son and we hanging out having fun, I'm happy by myself. But the problem that I have is that, you know, if I had other things, like if I had my own place where I can just come home, decorate, do little things in the house, then I wouldn't really have a problem with being alone. But I guess, like, because the way the economy is, I'm looking for, like, the extra help. But then not only that, I do have a lot of pressure from people, from, like, my friends and my family members to get in a relationship because they're in a relationship or they're looking to be in a relationship. So,
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. People that pressure other people to be in a relationship or people that pressure other people to do anything, yikes.
But
I'm not pressuring you, honey. I'm
not
pressuring you. I'm thinking everything is – there's nothing wrong with you. I'm not pressuring you. I would never do that. I don't like that. I don't like people pressuring other people to get in a relationship just because. I don't like that. I don't know about you. I tell them to mind their own business.
I don't like it either because now one person that pressures me a whole lot is my mom, and I'm living with her. Mm-hmm. And she's a very opinionated person, and she doesn't understand that because I'm actually okay with being single. You know, I'm okay with being single because I like the fact that I can just be sociable and mingle and things like that and not really have to tie myself down, because I got into a committed relationship early in my 20s. So I never had a chance to, like, sow my oats. So I'm really just enjoying myself now. But, you know, with me living with my mom, she puts a lot of pressure on me to do a lot of things, and she has, like, high expectations for me. And so right now I go to therapy to talk out the issues that I have. And she's, like, my biggest target that I talk about in my therapy session. But I just look for other people to talk to because, you know, I know everybody don't think the same way like she does. You know, I want people to understand me and help me, you know, give me words of encouragement to continue to be me, because I am happy being single.
Okay. So that is exactly what I want to do. That is exactly what I want to do. I'm giving you permission, and I'm giving you encouragement just to be you. And this interesting thing about mothers and fathers and their influence on us, or they're trying to influence. Basically, it sounds like she's trying to control you, and she wants you to do exactly what she wants you to do and be whatever. And honestly, like the letter earlier, that is not, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, that's not love. That's not love when you try to control someone else and you want somebody else to do.
And that's true, because, like, one time I had came home, this was before Thanksgiving, and I had cooked some turkey wings because I had been dying for some turkey wings for, like, the previous 3 weeks. And she was such a control freak that she was like, no, I don't want you cooking. You have to call me and ask me if you can cook. And I'm like, wait, if I get hungry, I got to ask you if I can eat.
Oh, hell no, honey. Hell no. I don't know about you, but see, so this is an interesting thing. You called and you said, listen to this, you called and you said you have an issue about being single, and that isn't really your issue. You even told me, you're okay with being single. So that's not your issue, honey. Your issue is your relationship with your mother. And that's the real deal. But let me say this. You can't change her. I'm not pointing the finger and saying there's something wrong with her, because you cannot change her. But what you can do is recognize her limitations, and because the universe has her in your life for a reason, and realize her limitations. And you know, these people that try to control other people, you got to love them. You got to just love them up and honestly feel a bit of sympathy for them, because when people are trying to control other people, it's only because they have no control over themselves. And they think that trying to control someone or telling someone what to do is going to make them feel better, but it really does not. So honestly, my opinion, my suggestion is to find a one-room place, or just one room. I don't think I could live with someone like that. That's just me.
Yeah, you know, and it's very challenging because I'm a person that deals with mental illness. And from my mother's perspective, with me dealing with mental illness, she always says that, like, when I want to separate myself from her, she always says that I'm having a nervous breakdown. But she never, ever once realized that it's her that is the problem. My mental illness really isn't that bad. She makes it sound like I'm so far gone that they need to admit me into an institution, and it's not even that. You know, it's her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to admit when she's wrong and her fault. So,
Let me say this. Let me say this, because you know what? You're absolutely right. But we're not gonna change her, and she's not going to admit when she's wrong. It's not gonna happen. You're not gonna change her, and she's not gonna admit when she's wrong. The only thing that you can do is you can either stay in the situation and live like that and know her limitations, or move into a one-room place. I don't know. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, and see, you know, and I figured that if I got with somebody, I could move out quicker.
That's not the way to do it, honey. That's not the way. In my opinion, listen, you can do it like that, but that's not the way I do it. Plus, you have a young child. Yeah, I know. Well, you're gonna have
to take some time.
That's so funny.
But the thing is, here in the DMV area, things are so expensive, and I'm on just like a fixed budget, and it's like, it's, you know, you have to be in a relationship or have a roommate or a buddy to be able to survive. Things are just so expensive, but I'm thinking about having to move further south, just because, you know, to stay in a one-bedroom apartment, they want like $1,000, $1,100, and I can't even afford that much.
Well, I didn't even say one bedroom apartment. I said one room, honey. One room.
I have my son, so that's why I was looking for an apartment. But I found some rooms. I actually found the townhouse, but the only thing is, I need a roommate to rent the townhouse because of the price of what she's asking for. So I have a couple of places lined up, but it's just a matter of, you know, I wanted to get more for my money, you know, more space for my money. So, but you know what, you know, you say all these things to me, and I know it, I already knew it, you know,
right.
But it's a matter of just hearing it again, hearing it come out from somebody else's mouth.
Yes. Well, good, good. And you know what? You're on the right track. You're on the right track. And there is nothing wrong with you, and there is nothing wrong with you being single, and there is nothing wrong with any of that. What it is let's start taking care of you. Let's start making decisions that are going to be healthy, emotionally healthy for you. And let's look at mommy and just, you know, wow. Don't say anything to her. You wouldn't understand it anyway, but wow, you know, somebody that has to control and somebody has to be that, they must really, really be unhappy. But that doesn't mean you have to be unhappy, right?
Right.
All right, sweetie, we're coming to the end of the hour. I really appreciate you calling. Stay in touch and let me know what's going on and make decisions that are in your benefit and that cute little boy that's 3 years old. I love that little boy, okay?
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I appreciate your kind words.
You're welcome, sweetie. Oh, my God, what a great show this is, and an hour has gone by so fast. Whew, let me share with you, Reality Spirituality is heard actually in December only, Sundays only, and then we start again in January with guests on Saturday morning and me on Sunday. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday starting in January at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sunday till the end of December, it's just going to be me and you. Now, my newsletter is coming out. Actually, I'm mailing it out as soon as I end the show. If you want to be on the mailing list, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington, RebeccaNorrington, Norrington.com. And if you like the Reality Spirituality, go to Reality Spirituality's Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. You can follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. R.L. Norrington. My website is Rebecca Norrington, RebeccaNorrington.com. Woof! Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness book is coming out in January. I will be speaking at the Consciousness Life Expo in Los Angeles. I'll give you more information on that as it gets closer. And then also in San Francisco, at the Live Extraordinary Life Expo. So a lot of things are happening. I want to say thank you so much to all my listeners. Thank you to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for your energy. And just thank you for being part of my life and part of this show. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Be patient. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I will talk to you again next week. Have a wonderful week, Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good.